Good afternoon, everybody. This is the time and the place for the August 26th meeting of the Orange County Planning Commission. I'd like to ask Commissioner Ha to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Sure.
Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll move on to roll call, please. Commissioner Ha, First District?
Here.
Commissioner Harper, Second District?
Here.
Commissioner Rice, Third District?
I'm here.
And Commissioner Perez, Fourth District? And Commissioner Bartlett, Fifth District, I am here also. Let's go to item, hold on a second. Let's go to the minutes, if we can go to the minutes from July 22nd, 2020. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes? If so, can we have a motion and a second, please? It'll take a few minutes to review them if we need to.
I would make that motion, Mr. Chairman, to approve the minutes.
Motion by Commissioner Rice.
I'll second that.
Second by Ha. Any other comments or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very good. That moves us to discussion items. Item number one, the 2020 Local CEQA Procedures Manual and 2020 Standards CEQA ASR template language for all supervisorial districts. Mr. Vuong, do we have a staff report?
Yes, thank you. So before we start, just some housekeeping items. So it is a hybrid in-person and virtual meeting. So if there's any members of the public that are joining online, you will be muted until the public comment period. There is a function to raise your hand online. We'll coordinate with our IT team to call you one by one if you wish to speak during the public comment period. So with that out of the way, we do have a presentation by Joanna Chang and also Cindy Salazar.
Hi, good afternoon, Chairman and Commissioners. This is Joanna Chang, Land Use Manager at Oxley Development Services. In attendance today is Cindy Salazar, Senior Planner. We are before you today to request approval and adoption of the 2020 Local CEQA Procedures Manual and the 2020 Standard CEQA ASR Template Language by the Board of Supervisors to ensure compliance with current CEQA statutes and guidelines. Next slide, please. In today's presentation, we will provide an overview of the items listed on the screen. Next slide. CEQA was enacted in 1970 by the California legislature and was modeled after the National Environmental Protection Act, NEPA. CEQA's main objectives are outlined on this screen. Since its enactment, CEQA has been amended on a regular basis to comply with state law to address community needs. CEQA requires state and local government agencies and special districts to inform decision makers and the public about the potential environmental impacts of proposed projects prior to their approval and to reduce those environmental impacts to the extent feasible. Okay, next slide. Public agencies are required to adopt objectives, criteria, and specific procedures consistent with CEQA statutes and CEQA guidelines for administering its responsibilities under CEQA. The purpose of the county's 2020 Local CEQA Procedures Manual is to update the county's local policies and procedures for implementation of CEQA. This manual will supersede the existing 2014 County Local CEQA Procedures Manual, which is approved on October 28, 2014. This 2020 manual is intended to be utilized with its companion document, the 2020 Standard CEQA Agenda Staff Report Template Language, which has also been updated to guide county staff during the preparation and review of staff reports to comply with CEQA and CEQA guidelines. If for some reason there is a conflict between the manual and the guidelines, CEQA would prevail. Next slide, please. As some background, OC Development Services Planning has the primary responsibility of coordinating the local implementation of CEQA for private and public projects and the review of non-county lead private and public projects for which the County of Orange is not the lead agency. OC Development Services Planning serves as the county's quality control center for CEQA compliance and environmental documentation on public and private projects countywide, and to ensure that the county adheres to the CEQA requirements. In general, OC Development Services Planning conducts peer reviews of CEQA documents, reviews staff reports for CEQA compliance, and responds to project-specific inquiries related to CEQA. Planning also acts as a clearinghouse for the review of environmental documentation for which the county is not the lead agency. At times, the county, as a non-county lead, may provide guidance and comments for other private and public projects located both within and outside the county region that may impact county properties or residents in the unincorporated areas. As shown on this particular screen, is a screenshot of the county's online permitting system. This is what is referred to as the LMS Land Management System Dashboard. Within LMS, we are able to internally log in and track various CEQA requests that OC Development Services Planning receives. OC Development Services serves as a CEQA clearinghouse by supporting all county agencies in the environmental review process. As shown on this particular screen, the staff has completed 173 CEQA reviews in 2020 to date. And in particular, planning receives a number of projects from John Wayne Airport, Sierra Real Estate, and OC Parks. As some background, for 2019, staff completed 334 CEQA reviews, of which about 180 were categorical exemptions and 90 were deemed not a project under CEQA. Next slide, please. Since OC Development Services Planning supports all county agencies, we reached out to the other county agencies to solicit feedback on the review process. A working group was then created, and we updated the local CEQA procedures manual accordingly. The working group consists of OC Public Works, Office of County Council, Waste and Recycling, OC Community Resources, CO Real Estate, and John Wayne Airport. The team collaborated on various occasions to review the outline and the multiple drafts. Comments and edits were discussed and addressed in the manual. The 2020 manual was prepared to clarify the environmental review process by incorporating more details, tables, attachments, while also updating to comply with current CEQA guidelines. The information included in the manual is presented at a high level and references the state CEQA guidelines website to ensure consistency with current guidelines. The manual is intended to serve as a guide for county staff and external environmental consulting firms when conducting CEQA reviews. The manual applies to all activities undertaken by or approved by the county and all special districts governed by the board. In addition, the 2020 manual also incorporates policies and procedures on AB 52. This is for tribal consultation, and SB 743, which is related to the vehicle miles traveled metrics. We'll be discussing SB 743 in our next presentation. Next slide, please. In general, the manual provides procedures on the topics shown on the screen. The 2014 manual includes similar topics. However, the updated 2020 manual provides additional step-by-step details to facilitate the CEQA reviews. Next slide. The 2020 manual is centered around the three-step CEQA review process to make CEQA determinations, followed by a discussion of milestones and sequential set of events for each CEQA determination. The first step, OC Development Services Planning will examine the activity to determine whether the activity is even a project. As an example, ordering supplies is not a project. If the activity is determined to be a project, staff would then examine whether it qualifies for an exemption. A sample list of common exemptions by county agencies and departments are included as an attachment to the manual. A common project includes some general repair, some maintenance. This would qualify for a categorical exemption, a class one. Step two, if the activity is a project and we're not able to identify an exemption, The county lead agency takes the second step and prepares an initial study to determine whether the project may have a significant impact on the environment. If the project is determined to not have a significant impact on the environment, a negative declaration or a mitigated negative declaration would then be prepared. And then on to step three. If the initial study shows that the project may have a significant effect, the county lead agency takes this third step and then prepares the environmental impact report. Next slide. I'll now be passing it along to Cindy Salazar to walk through the 2020 standard CEQA ASR template language.
Thank you, Joanna. So one of the many responsibilities that OC Development Services Planning is to conduct CEQA reviews for agenda staff reports, also known as ASRs, generated by all county agencies and departments. Appropriate CEQA findings are included in ASRs for review and consideration by the Board of Supervisors. The CEQA findings are included in the recommended action and compliance with CEQA section of the ASR. Similar template language is also included in Planning Commission and Zoning Administrator staff reports. The 2020 standard CEQA ASR template will replace the 2014 template language. The 2014 template language is very similar. However, the updated template language provides clarification and was also reformatted to be user-friendly. The purpose of the 2020 CEQA ASR template language is to guide staff during the preparation and review of ASRs to comply with CEQA statutes and guidelines. Similar activities frequently occur throughout the county, so it is critical for county agencies and departments to utilize standard language in the ASRs. The ASR template is intended to provide uniform language and a consistent methodology to assist in analyzing proposed activities to determine what, if CEQA findings is needed to be made prior to any board approval of such activities. However, the ASR template should not replace any thoughtful consideration of CEQA issues. Similar to the 2014 ASR template, the updated template includes findings for not a project, exemptions, negative and mitigated negative declarations, EIRs, addendums, use of prior environmental documents, and also use of CEQA documents from other agencies. In instances where the county is a responsible agency under CEQA, the county can use and rely on environmental documents prepared and approved by other agencies. This is a screenshot of standard ASR template language related to a not a project CEQA finding. Common examples of not a project CEQA finding includes authorization to solicit an on-call AE contract or approval of an AE contract for design only. These initial board actions are considered not a project per CEQA guidelines 15378, since they only involve creation of a contract and that specific activity does not have any impact on the environment. As noted, the 2020 Local CEQA Procedures Manual is intended to be utilized in conjunction with this ASR template language. So references are included in this document to refer to the manual, and tables within the manual include a list of common activities, common county activities considered not a project. This is a screenshot for standard language for a categorical exemption CEQA finding. Common examples of projects that are deemed categorically exempt include general repairs and maintenance at existing facilities, lot line adjustments, installation and maintenance of traffic and safety devices, or donated space agreements for county use. Similarly, references are included within the ASR template document to refer to the manual, which includes a list of common county activities considered categorically exempt. This is a screenshot of the standard ASR template language related to mitigated negative declarations. After preparation and public review of an environmental document, the document becomes final when the decision maker, such as the Board of Supervisors, finds a document adequate and approves the project. Recent negative declarations that have been approved by the Board of Supervisors is a zoning code negative declaration prepared by OC Development Services. Examples of mitigated negative declarations that were approved by the board are the Peters Canyon Regional Park Resources Management Plan by OC Parks, and also the East Garden Grove Channel Sheet Pile Project by OC Infrastructure. And EIR is prepared when there may be a significant direct or indirect environmental impact associated with a project. This is standard language to certify an EIR. Again, the intent of the ASR template language is to provide uniform recommended actions and compliance with CEQA section for all ASRs. However, the language does not replace thoughtful consideration and inclusion of project-specific CEQA information for consideration by the board. Together, the 2020 Local CEQA Procedures Manual and the 2020 Standard ASR CEQA template language has been updated to comply with CEQA guidelines and statutes and to guide staff on procedures for implementing CEQA and preparation of CEQA findings for ASRs. At this time, OC Development Services Planning recommends the Planning Commission to receive staff report and public testimony, find that the subject activity is not a project within the meaning of CEQA guidelines section 15378 and is therefore not subject to CEQA, and C, recommend approval and adoption of the County of Orange 2020 Local CEQA Procedures Manual and the 2020 Standard CEQA ASR Template Language by the Board of Supervisors. That concludes our presentation. We're available for any questions you may have.
Ms. Elazar, Ms. Chang, thank you very much for that very comprehensive staff report. Before we open it to the public, do any of the commissioners have any questions for staff?
I don't.
Okay, so do we have anybody signed up to speak on this item, Mr. Vong?
Let me check with the IT. Vu, do you know if anyone is raising their hand online?
No, but I can unmute. There's only three users, so let me unmute.
Okay,
the attendees, you are unmuted.
Does anyone online want to speak on this item? Hearing none, we could probably mute them again.
Okay, I will mute them again.
Okay. Sorry, guys, Steve Lamont here, but I'm for item two.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so let's, how about commissioner comments or questions at this point? Any thoughts or deliberations, commissioners?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I just want to mention that we did receive some briefing on this, some of us.
We did.
Ahead of time.
Yeah.
So some of our questions may have already been answered. And I appreciate the staff's report. Thank you.
So I am being somewhat in this business. I can appreciate bringing this up to date. Was the last time the program manual was brought up to date was 2014?
Yes.
2014, and here we are in 2020. So, it really does provide good guidance both to the public sector, as you mentioned, and also to the private sector when considering a private project. So like to thank the staff again. Mm-hmm. So with that, I would like to, entertain a motion for approval of this item. Approval of item number one, the 2020 Local CEQA Procedures Manual and 2020 Standard CEQA ASR Template Language for all supervisory districts. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the item number one.
And a second by Commissioner Perez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. Okay, that concludes item number one. Item number two will be a public hearing for the general plan amendment GPA 20-01 land use, transportation, and growth management elements for all supervisory districts. Mr. Vuong, do we have a staff report?
Yes, thank you. So we do have a staff presentation. We'll have a presentation by Joanna Chang and also Cindy Salazar, and we also have our consultant and also Wazy, our senior civil engineer, to assist you.
Very good.
Joanna, are you muted?
All right, I am unmuted. Thank you. Thank you, Richard. Item number two is a general plan amendment, GPA 20-01. This item is to discuss an amendment to the County of Orange General Plan Land Use Transportation and Growth Management elements to incorporate new metrics for CEQA transportation analysis to ensure compliance with recent state mandated changes and adoption of the guidelines for evaluating BMT under CEQA and the 2020 updated transportation implementation manual. Next slide, please. In today's presentation, we will provide an overview of the items listed on this screen. Next slide. SB 743 was signed by the governor in 2013 with the intent to more appropriately balance the needs of congestion management with the statewide goals related to infill development, the promotion of public health through active transportation, and the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. The focus of analyzing transportation impacts has shifted from congestion to climate change. The purpose of CEQA analysis is to discuss and reduce GHG emissions by reducing the number and the length of automobile trips. Consequently, SB 743 requires that analysis of transportation impacts for CEQA documents occur through an analysis of BMT. However, we will continue to utilize LS, level of service, to ensure adequate public infrastructure is consistent with the general plan policy. In CEQA analysis, VMT replaces motorist delay and level of service as a metric for impact determination. Whereas level of service analyzes congestion, how many cars are on the road, on the intersection, how it's functioning, vehicle miles traveled analyzes the number of trips generated and the distance they're traveling. SB 743 provisions became effective statewide on July 1st, 2020. As scheduled, multiple jurisdictions throughout California have and continue to adopt transportation analysis guidelines addressing VMT. The County of Orange will be utilizing the VMT metrics outlined in the OPR, December 2018 Technical Advisory, and the county's guidelines for evaluating VMT under CEQA prepared by LSA to assist with our evaluation of discretionary projects under CEQA within the unincorporated Orange County areas. The county will continue to apply the level of service analysis or other traditional metrics to determine traffic impacts for operational level assessment as appropriate. The metrics noted above would be used for when the county is the lead agency. However, if the county is not the lead agency and the project is located in another jurisdiction, let's say, the lead agency would then determine which VMT guidelines should be utilized for that analysis. As in previous practice, projects will still be required to provide traffic analysis that is specific to the proposed project to be reviewed and approved by the county. Next slide. The primary topics in the county's guidelines for evaluating vehicle miles traveled under CEQA are shown on this screen and include project screening, significance thresholds, and mitigation strategies. The county's guidelines are generally consistent with OPR's technical advisory, with exception to a few distinctions. Though the technical advisory does not define the region, Orange County region has been specifically identified as a region. So OPTAM data to be utilized will take into consideration trips to and from the total county region. The next one is, whereas the technical advisory screens out projects with 110 ADT and under, the county's guidelines screen out projects with 500 ADT and under. This is supported through additional data and analysis provided by our consultant. The 500 ADT is higher than the 110 ADT proposed in the technical advisory, so there would be an opportunity for more smaller projects to be screened out from additional analysis. The third distinction is, whereas the technical advisory references redevelopment and public facilities as projects to screen out, the county has only identified public facilities as a type of project to be screened out. This is because some redevelopment projects may create a significant impact. Next slide, please. Orange County is defined as the region for CEQA land development transportation analysis. since the majority of the county trips, approximately 88%, are contained within the entirety of Orange County, and many other large urbanized areas are defining their region as their counties. This OCTEMP-based data that will be utilized will take into consideration trips to and from the total county region. OCTEMP data is updated every few years. The OCTEMP 2016 base year data, which is the most current version, is referenced in the guidelines for evaluating DMT document prepared by LSA. Applicants would then have to reach out to OCTA for the most up-to-date version of OCTEMP when setting the baseline to analyze their project. Next slide. Project screening will screen out projects with certain criteria that by their nature or by virtue of other factors would result in less than significant transportation impacts. Transportation projects presumed to create a less than significant impact without undergoing additional detailed traffic analysis include rehabilitation, maintenance, replacement, safety, and repair projects designed to improve the condition of existing transportation assets, roadside safety devices, and roadwide shoulder enhancements to provide breakdown space, dedicated space for use only by transit vehicles. The OPR Technical Advisory on Evaluating Transportation Impacts in CEQA also lists a series of transportation projects that would likely not lead to a substantial or measurable increase in vehicle travel and that therefore generally would not require additional analysis. Transit and active transportation projects generally reduce VMT and are therefore presumed to cause a less than significant impact on transportation. This presumption may apply to all passenger rail projects, bus and bus rapid transit projects, and bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure projects. Next slide, please. This flowchart, which is referenced as Figure 5 in the guidelines for evaluating VMT, demonstrates the potential land development entitlement process to comply with the guidelines related to VMT and transportation impacts. We can go ahead and walk through an example. The first step would be project screening. If the project is not within half a mile of a transit priority area or high quality transit area, as illustrated in Figure 4 of the guidelines under CEQA, not a neighborhood retail project of less than 50,000 square feet, not an affordable housing project, not in a low VMT area, not in a sprawl project that generates 500 or fewer average daily trips, and not a public facility, then the project may have a significant impact on transportation and circulation, and then we would go ahead and continue along this flow chart. However, if the project does have one of those attributes previously mentioned, it would be screened out and the project would be presumed to have a less than significant impact, so no additional traffic analysis would be needed. Also, note the previous list of examples is what is referenced in the OPR technical advisory. If an applicant wishes to depart from any of these guidelines, they must provide substantial evidence to support their assertion to the satisfaction of the county. The next step towards the bottom of the flowchart involves significant thresholds and mitigation measures, both of which we can go ahead and discuss in the next couple of slides. Next slide, please. The thresholds of significance for transportation and land use projects are noted on the screen. If the project cannot be screened out at the initial level, the next step is to identify the project land use type and the appropriate efficiency rate. As shown in this chart, if the project is residential, the VMT per capita would be the appropriate efficiency rate. If the project is an office, VMT per employee would be utilized. If the project is retail, there's no net change in total VMT. And if the project is mixed, each component of the project would then be considered separately. In general, if the project is 15% below the existing regional average, then the project may not result in a significant impact. However, if the project is above that 15% regional average, then the project may result in a significant impact and additional analysis would then be needed. Next slide, please. A VMT mapping tool was developed by LSA to assist with assessment of VMT impacts for land development projects, roadway improvement projects, and other infrastructure projects within the unincorporated area so that prospective applicants can gauge the VMT levels of their proposed project and staff can go ahead and validate the data as well. A link to this mapping tool will be posted on the OC Development Services website for the general public, the consultants for private projects, and for the county staff to utilize. Next slide, please. As an example, let's assess a hypothetical market rate multifamily residential project located at 9632 Ball Road with the APN 127-35131. We would type in this information at the top left-hand corner. The site is zoned R3, multifamily. The VMT mapping tool would then indicate a 21.31 average VMT per employee. And this is shown on this in this box right here. Since the figure is above 15%, the project may have significant impacts and additional analysis would then be required. If the project cannot be screened out and may create a significant impact, mitigation strategies would then be identified to reduce, avoid, or offset the impact, the specific project-related impacts, or offset the impact, the specific project-related. As in previous CEQA practice, the applicant project proponent would then be required to identify mitigation measures to reduce, avoid, or offset the specific project-related impacts identified in the individual environmental document. Some of the potential mitigation strategies may include on-site improvements, such as increased density, some pedestrian improvements, and financial incentives, such as a subsidized transit pass. Table B of the guidelines for evaluating VMT under CEQA also lists some ideas for potential mitigation strategies that may be applied to the project. Note that these are county-suggested potential mitigation strategies that may be applied. The applicant can also submit other creative, feasible mitigation for their project. The mitigation measures suggested and the related VMT percentage reduction must then be reviewed and either approved or rejected by the county. However, if the project's VMT impact cannot be fully mitigated, the county may request the project be redesigned, relocated, or realigned to reduce the VMT impact, or prepare an environmental impact report with a statement of overriding considerations for the transportation impacts associated with that project. Next slide. As for transportation projects, the OPR technical advisory suggests these four strategies as possible mitigation measures. And next slide. In addition to recommending adoption of the county's guidelines for evaluating VMT under CEQA, staff is proposing edits to the land use, growth management, and transportation elements to incorporate VMT analysis. The edits are included in the staff report, include references to promoting infill development, encouraging multimodal transportation networks, and reducing GHG emissions. The current transportation implementation manual describes how the LOS policies are to be implemented for the county, and the LOS traffic analysis methodologies have not changed. A VMT chapter has now been incorporated to address SB 743. The 2020 updated TIM mirrors the county's guidelines for evaluating VMT and outlines the county as a region, the project screening, the significant thresholds and mitigation measures. So those documents reflect one another. More recently, on June 23rd, 2020, the County of Orange Board of Supervisors prepared a resolution which references behavioral changes leading to fluctuations in transportation patterns as a result of COVID-19 emergency. In response to this resolution, staff is recommending deletion of the existing TIM from the general plan transportation element, adoption of the 2020 updated TIM as a standalone document. Having a standalone TIM will allow the Public Works infrastructure team to update other outdated sections related to transportation metrics and then incorporate any new data on current conditions as a result of the COVID-19 emergency when it does become available. Next slide. At this time, OC Development Services Planning recommends the Planning Commission receive staff report and public testimony, adopt Planning Commission Resolution number 20-01, recommending that the Board of Supervisors make the appropriate findings under the CEQA, adopt amendments to the County of Orange land use, transportation, and growth management elements to incorporate new metrics for CEQA transportation analysis to ensure compliance with recent state mandated changes, delete the TIM from the general plan transportation element, adopt the guidelines for evaluating VMT under CEQA, and adopt the 2020 updated TIM. Upon Planning Commission's resolution of adoption of resolution number 20-01, staff would then proceed with the recommendation to the Board of Supervisors. As a brief recap, the state OPR technical guidance was published in December 2018 And SB 743 went into effect statewide on July 1st, 2020. So that was last month. The county's VMT guidelines that are being proposed are consistent with the state's technical guidance. Since there are not yet any interpretations or any further guidance on SB 743, the most conservative route is to follow the state's lead on how to analyze VMT, which is referenced in the technical advisory. If in the future additional guidance or interpretations are provided, the proposed county VMT guidelines do provide flexibility and would allow us to consider alternate methods of analysis, so long as it's supported by some substantial evidence. We did recently receive a couple of letters to continue this item. Since the Planning Commission is recommending adoption by the board, there will be a couple of months between this hearing and the board hearing for the public to review and provide any comments. Current and future applicants are aware of this SB 743 legislation, and we are currently relying on the technical advisory in the meantime. However, adoption of the county's guidelines would avoid any potential confusion between these two documents and put us on a path to compliance with state law. SB 743 went into effect on July 1st, 2020, which was last month, and a number of jurisdictions have already adopted their VMT guidelines. We are open to discussing next steps and happy to answer any other questions as well.
Thank you again for the staff report. Before we open it up to the public, does any of the commissioners have any comments for the staff?
I do, if I may.
Commissioner Ha.
Quick question for staff, or maybe Richard can help. I know there's a timeline as far as, you know, if we do move to postpone this, decision process here, how soon do you need to have it from the Planning Commission to get it to the right time frame for the Board of Supervisors?
Yeah, I can answer that. So there's generally about a 60-day gap between anything that we want to take to the board. So if it goes through today, on the next day that we go to the board is November 3rd. If there is a continuance, it will get pushed back further in November. For us, we prefer not to get too close to the holiday season because the items could get bumped into the next year. So that's just something to consider, is that we don't get bumped too far back if the commission does decide to continue.
And that's my concern, as far as if we push it too far back. And then we know how the holiday season works, right? And it may get bumped and bumped, and then we don't get this done. So with that in mind, I just want to bring it up.
So there is a little time, but there's not much. That's what
correct.
You're saying.
So, okay. So if there is a continuance, there is a time period that we could continue for, but we don't go too far because it'll get bumped out.
Yeah, Commissioner Perez.
Is there a penalty if we do bump it back to the first of the year?
No penalty because the state law is already in effect. It will just provide clarity for future applicants to know which guidelines to go off of. Right now, we're relying off the state guidelines, but we do want future developers or applicants to know that we have our own guidelines that are coming through too. So it just provides clarity from the applicants.
Commissioner Rice, did you have something? You look like you were going to say something. So.
Well, I think those questions, just because I want to know about timeline, because sometimes we have things that come through and we're told that we're supposed to take some action by January, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that explains that to me, so thank you. But in following up on my earlier comment, we did, some of us or all of us may have received staff briefing on that, on this issue, so we may have already had some questions answered. I just wanted to point out one thing that I think, in case somebody's looking at this, wondering on land development projects that are presumed to have a less than significant impact on traffic, and one of them is affordable housing projects, and I just wanted to confirm that this comes to us from the state, and because I know another commissioner and I wondered whether, in fact, that was factually true. And so I'm not sure that it's factually true, but I think sometimes we get, and the county gets things that are mandated by the state and as a matter of public policy. And so I just wanted to mention that. But other than that, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I have one question, just maybe for the staff or for the consultant, just it's more of an observation and a question, which is, so you're conducting both level of service analysis and VMT analysis is what I think I heard. And so if you're if you have a project that doesn't result in any significant impacts in level of service or adjustments in level of service at any of the intersections, and so under LOS it would be considered less than a less than a significant impact without mitigation, and if you still can't meet the 15% threshold, and you know you're not next to a transit center or a high quality transit center and all those things that were listed, even though you're not impacting the surrounding intersections, you're still could be considered having a significant impact under CEQA. Is that basically correct? Am I getting that right, Ms. Salazar or Nicole?
Senior Assistant County Counsel, you don't have to perform an LOS analysis under CEQA, so you don't actually have to do both. LOS will still be in place for the county for other traffic management purposes, but in CEQA, all that the state is saying you have to do, and in fact, the state has said LOS is not an indicator of any significance, is VMT. So if you are not, and the 15% threshold is really only applicable to the office residential and residential projects, but if you are not under that, then you could be considered to have a significant impact that you either mitigate or that we have to overcome with a statement of overriding considerations.
And so under, and also under, thank you for clarifying that, also under Commissioner Rice's comment, is if that same project was an affordable project, it would be considered less than significant.
This is Joanna. Yes, affordable housing is referenced in OPR's technical advisory.
It is. So the state has made a policy decision, and right now, I mean, we are following the policy decision. I think the rationale there, if I may, is that many affordable housing projects are near transit centers and may also be considered infill under other exemptions in state law. In which case, if you qualify for an exemption, you would not be doing a VMT analysis anyway, right? So you would not be doing any other kind of CEQA analysis.
Yeah.
So I think, again, and it's a policy issue with the state of California, as Commissioner Rice pointed out, about what types of projects we are trying to expedite, if you will.
Promote, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In my opinion, probably promote and expedite.
Both.
Thank you, Ms. Walsh.
So, Mr. Chairman, can I get a clarification?
Commissioner Hall.
I think you did answer, but I just want to, again, LOS is a tool that we can still use, but we are not required to use it in our analysis, but VMT is.
We are not allowed to use it in CEQA.
But
we are allowed to keep it for other purposes. So it's still in our traffic implementation manual because the county may require you on a project-by-project basis to perform that analysis to show that you may, in fact, need to upgrade your turn lane or, you know, do something to nearby roadways. So that's in an effort to still address our other traffic and transportation concerns aside from those that are present in CEQA.
Okay.
So, and it's just kind of a bifurcated process, right? So the state has said CEQA is this, and we are saying, well, we'll do that, but we're still keeping our other LOS analysis.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Walsh. Mr. Vaughn, can we open the discussion to the public, please?
Yes. So, Vu, could you see if anyone is raising their hand on our WebEx system?
No, there are two attendees, and I will unmute them right now. And if they like to speak, they will have to unmute themselves.
Can you guys hear me, Steve Lamont?
Yes.
Steve Lamont, please proceed.
Yes, you can hear me. Perfect. Thank you. Chair Bartlett, Planning Commissioners, thank you. Steve Lamont, Building Industry Association of Orange County. As you know, we represent over 1,100 member companies, over 100,000 individuals within the home building industry. Just briefly calling in to reiterate the comments I submitted by letter yesterday. As you are aware, this will change the process in which transportation impacts are analyzed under CEQA. And I am calling to request a continuance as per our letter. I believe several other letters you guys have received, at least for 30 days. I know it sounds like you guys might be coming up on some time limits there, but I am aware of some members within your jurisdiction that this obviously will affect, that I think there is still questions on in terms of how it will affect them, even though obviously it is state mandates. But any type of continuance would be appreciated, at least for 30 days would be the hope. And that is all I have to say. Thank you for allowing me to talk today.
Thank you, Mr. Lamont. Next speaker.
Vu, is there anyone else online? No. If not, we have one in-person speaker, Mr. J. Bullitt.
Thank you, Richard. Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Jay Bullock from Rancho Mission Viejo. Our understanding from discussions leading up to today is that due to our program EIR and the traffic studies that have already been based on LOS, that unless we were to reopen our EIR for any reason, and that's not always in our control, that we would be following the old procedure. And I would just wish as part of this, either today's hearing or as part of the continued hearing, that maybe be reflected. If it was mentioned today that was one of the exemptions, was previous EIRs and traffic studies, I didn't hear it. I'm sorry if I missed it, but that would be helpful to us. And then we certainly don't want to create any problems for any applicants that are looking for guidance. That's understood. But this is a fairly monumental milestone in Orange County's general plan and CEQA procedures. And I don't know if others have had more time, but our review time was about 6 days for this document. And I'm not surprising any of you that it was a very large document. Mm-hmm. And so there are others that I know have expressed the request for a bit more time to dive into it, and we may all come to the conclusion that I'm already feeling, which is it's a great step forward. We just want to make sure that there aren't some things that were unforeseen circumstances. And so we would concur with the request for a continuance. And I think that's all that I really felt needed to be said. So unless there's any questions, thank you.
Mr. Bullock. Commissioner Rice.
Well, Mr. Bullock, do you think that are there some options that the county could look for? That's what I'm. What do we stand to gain with putting this off for a month? If there is something, what might that be?
Thank you, Commissioner. Yes, I think it would be helpful. Perhaps it's already been done, but I think it would be helpful to understand what other jurisdictions have, what approaches they've taken, and have all of those different options been considered. Other exemptions, other ways to get at the same approach, as Commissioner Bartlett had said, there, just the questions that are being asked, it would be nice to know the answers that, oh, you've thought of all those things, and there are projects that wouldn't be held up by meeting the spirit of the VMT regulations, but maybe there was a different way to get at the goal. So
okay, because I think one of the feeling that I got perhaps from one or more staff members was something to the effect, if I'm right, and I hope I'm not mischaracterizing their comment to me, was, We're just implementing the state guidelines, mm-hmm. which made me feel like, hey, we're just, you know, we've been handed this box and we're just moving the box along and we don't have any options. But are you suggesting there maybe possibly that, to use that analogy, that we can adjust the box this way or that way? That's possible, you think?
If it is possible, it would be nice to have explored all those options.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question.
Commissioner Ha.
So I concur with Commissioner Rice. One thing, and I'm okay with pushing it back for a short period of time. Mm-hmm. But is it the, what I'm hearing from you and other speakers, is it because we got 400 pages of staff report and 6 days, whatever number of days that we provided, it's not enough time to read through and understand and analyze it? I'm okay with that. But, you know, and I might as well just share with you that I'm a fan of the UVMT. I think it's just a better way of analyzing. But is it the only concern is just the time frame? Because like Commissioner Wright is saying, we're just passing along the buck. And maybe staff or Nicole can help clarify. Do we have a choice?
Thank you.
Hi, thank you, Mr. Bullock.
We don't have a choice on following VMT.
Yeah,
That's what I understand. Yeah. So again, I mean, so is it providing more time just for?
I want to address Jay's first issue, which he brought up, and I want to assure all of you, and I know I think we have Tony on the phone and Joanna. We exhaustively went through this, and we. Part of the conservative approach, right, is that we're using the technical guidelines that were put out by OPR almost 2 years ago now. And the reason for that and for us adopting those same thresholds is because there is no case law interpreting any of this, because it, despite the fact that we've known since 2015 that this was going to happen, it didn't become effective until July 1st. So are there other ways to skin the cat? I'm sure there are. I don't know whether those ways will be legal, but what I have right now is the state telling me what they think is legal and the state supporting that with substantial evidence. So a number of us, including myself, were on a conference call with the state 2 months ago. They had 2-hour seminars about implementing VMT, and they answered all kinds of questions. And from that, it was made clear that they believe their document is the substantial evidence that is necessary to adopt thresholds. They are intending people to use that document, and that's what we've done in creating our own document that is really adopting all of those things and then providing guidance on where Orange County is in terms of VMT and the region. So the only thing that is really specific to Orange County in that document is we chose the region and defined that and selected a baseline. And that is the baseline is the VMT in the region. Mm-hmm. And now that's either per employee or per capita. Jay's first comment was regarding if you already have an environmental document. So let's say you already have an EIR or an MND and you've done LOS. There is no case law interpreting this, but I think that Tony would agree with me, and we had this discussion internally. If you have a document and you're going to tier off of that document, you are not required to do VMT. You are going to be in LOS territory as long as you're not starting completely over, right? Starting completely over means that under 21166 or 15152 of the guidelines or 15153, you are not basically so far outside of the scope of what your project was contemplated that you would have to start a new CEQA review, okay? So that means you can do a subsequent document or a supplemental document or an addendum, and those tiered documents would be able to use LOS. So, and that's based on some case law, and I can't remember the name of the case right now, but that basically says that information that could have been known at the time that you did your environmental review does not have to be added to your EIR. VMT could have been known, it just wasn't the requirement. This is the argument about GHG, and the county has done this before in environmental documents where we have, for Music Jail, for example, had a supplemental EIR, and we declined to do GHG analysis because it's not new information that was not known at the time we did the original EIR. It just wasn't required by law. So I think the analysis would be the same thing here for VMT for subsequent documents. So there's that for the public record. I could be wrong because, again, there's no case law here. But we've thought through all of this, and I think that's evidence of that. I mean, we Staff did look closely at other jurisdictions, and LSA helped us with that. LSA has prepared guidelines for other jurisdictions, counties and cities, statewide, and we were kind of late to the game when we started this process, but they had a lot of experience already. And so they were able to tell us what other jurisdictions are doing. There are very few jurisdictions, and if Tony can jump in here, I can't remember, maybe two, who aren't using a region, for example, as a whole county. And there are very few jurisdictions who aren't really following the, what the state has said. Because, again, until we know how this is going to work out on some level in court, this is our best option. Also, I'd like to point out that just because we adopt these, this guideline document does not mean that an applicant cannot come in with a methodology supported by substantial evidence that we wouldn't approve of. In other words, if you can show us some way to screen out your project or some way to say that it is not a significant impact, let's say even if you're above this 15% threshold, okay? And you have evidence to back that up, meaning traffic studies or some sort of, again, it's hard for me to even say what that would be at this point, but it doesn't mean we wouldn't look at it and consider it just because we're adopting this.
So these are in fact guidelines.
They are guidelines.
And you would consider other information.
Of course.
Okay.
And just know, you know, some of this is the applicant's risk, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Because you're probably risking it if you're going to go outside of what the state has set forth at this point. And we don't want to recommend doing that. That doesn't mean you can't bring us something and we'll look at it and say, gosh, this makes sense. It's logical. There's substantial evidence here. We think we could back this up.
Right.
I don't know what that is, as I'm not a traffic engineer, but it might exist.
Well, Ms. Walsh, thank you very much, and for all the heavy lifting that's been done behind the scenes here. I think, as Commissioner Ha mentioned, you know, giving a little extra time for the public to also do a little heavy lifting themselves probably does make sense. Mr. Vuong, when would you, in order to get the project then to the board, when would you need to see this come back to the Planning Commission?
I'd say sooner than later. The next two dates that we have for Planning Commission, I believe, are September 9th and September 23rd. Definitely don't want to go past September because there's a 60-day backup of getting to the board. So those are probably the 2 days of that we could hear it. So, but earlier is the better route if we can.
Commissioner Perez.
Is that the motion right now that we're going to?
No motion yet. Just trying to understand a little bit better if we would vote on a continuance, when we would likely want to bring it back.
Oh, okay.
So
I wasn't clear on what was going on at this point that we were going to talk about the item as is.
I was just seeking that clarification.
So going along with that thought there,
we'll come back.
The two next dates that we're going to be meeting, can I ask the commissioner, are we all going to be available for those two dates?
Is it going to be a meeting at all?
So I will not be.
Well, Sharon, maybe you can help with that. Richard, yes. You said that we have two upcoming dates for the Planning Commission hearing, right?
Those are the regularly scheduled dates. Currently, we have no other items going those days, but those are our normal dates of Planning Commission hearings.
Okay, so again, this is just assuming that we want to continue this. Will all of us, the commissioner, be available on one of his two dates?
I am.
I won't be available the 9th. I'm taking my daughter back to college, but I'll be available the 23rd.
Okay, as long as you're not going back to your college yourself, I guess that's okay.
Wouldn't be a
so I just want to know, you know, if we are going to be available or some of us are going to go on vacation. So, okay.
So is there any other, I'd like to ask the commissioners, are there any other discussion items that you would like to discuss on this item? Prior to considering a motion on the continuance.
I just want clarification why we're doing that. Is that strictly because of what Commissioner said, with giving the public more time?
Yeah,
compliance is still compliance?
We've had two letters from the public requesting continuance this item for 30 days. Sounds like we can't do 30 days because of the time frames Mr. Vong mentioned. But if September 23rd would be amenable to the commission, take a motion for.
Well, I think that's close to 30 days.
It's close.
It's close.
So would anybody like to make a motion that we continue this item to September 23rd?
I'd be happy to, on behalf of the public, see what the commission thinks. I'd be happy to make the motion to continue this item to September 23rd, regularly scheduled planning commission meeting.
Second?
I'll second it.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Thank you. We'll be back on September 23rd. Moving on to our next item, which is the executive officer update. Mr. Vong.
Yes, thank you. So coming up this fall, we will have some controversial projects hitting our area of planning commission. So before those projects get here, we definitely want to do some test runs. We did do an advisory committee meeting this past week where over 100 people attended virtually. So when these projects get to planning commission, we definitely want to get all of our ducks in a row, get everyone queued up on how the hearing will work. It does take a lot of time to unmute each individual one by one and call them out and do a roll call. And we can only see the first six numbers of their phone number. So it does take a little time and some practice. We've done a few practice runs with the different advisory committees, so we'll probably have to do a few with the planning commission. So we'll keep you guys posted on those projects. There'll be one in North Tustin and one in Coto de Caza. We're probably looking around October-ish or so, just depending on how it goes. We'll keep everyone posted. We'll do some briefings. But just to let you guys know ahead of time that we'll probably need a couple of dates just to do some practice runs.
Very good. County Council update. Ms. Walsh.
I don't have anything further.
Planning Commissioner comments. We'll start with Commissioner Rice.
None, thank you.
Commissioner Ha?
None.
Commissioner Perez?
None.
Commissioner Harper?
None. Thank you for all your work. I know you've been years doing this.
Commissioner Bartlett, also no comments. And we'll finalize this this agenda with public comments. It doesn't sound like we have members of the public here to speak on a non-agenda item. Any members of the public would like to speak during public comments? Okay. Seeing none, we will adjourn this meeting to September 9th. Will we still planning on having a meeting on September 9th, Mr. Wong?
We'll keep the meeting open for now. If there's no items, we'll send out a cancellation notice.
Okay, great. Thank you. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.